So there is a profound teaching in which the Buddha said, the mind is by nature radiant and pure. It is shining. It's because of visiting forces known as the defilements that we suffer. He didn't say that some people's minds are radiant and pure, but that everyone's mind is radiant and pure. He didn't say that because of these visiting forces that were unworthy or bad people. He said that because of them, we suffer. The heart of the teachings is that suffering and discontent come from craving, from wanting things to be different, to be other than they are. In Buddhist psychology, this potential for craving comes from three deep roots within us, often called the three defilements. The affectionately, in my mind, called the torments of the mind. You know, the way we're tormented by our thoughts, the things we feel, the ideas we have that keep us from being at peace in our lives. These three roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, sometimes, you know, the words seem kind of strong. I've known people who said, well, I'm not a greedy person, you know, I'm not a hateful person, you know, but think of them as these, their roots. And the root of greed kind of branches out into all sorts of different versions of wanting and craving and wanting. You know, I'm going to mention some of them and see if you can relate to some of them in yourself. They're branch, think of it as branches from the root that come forth. Just simple wanting, you know, like a child that wants that ice cream so badly, you know, and they're just like, oh, I've got to have it, I've got to have it, you know. Selfishness. Do you relate to that? Neediness. Jealousy. Gluttony, lust. Are you visited by these? Obsessiveness, wanting power, wanting status, chasing pleasure, wanting more possessions than we need. So all of those and more, those are just some of them, you know, some of the ways that this root of greed expresses itself in us and visits us. With hatred, you know, which again seems pretty strong sometimes, we also can use the word aversion or ill will. Some people prefer ill will, which is like kind of a sense of hostility. And that includes, you know, besides, you know, anger, anxiety, irritation, just a simple light irritation, you know, people say, oh, that's not hatred. But it comes from that same feeling of hostility. I don't like that. I don't want it. That energy of hatred and ill will is like a pushing things away. I don't want that. I don't want that. Whereas greed is, you know, come towards me. I want it. You know, an aversion, you know, just a simple not wanting something. You know, it's too hot. It's too cold. You know, but in a way that the mind darkens. You know, we can observe, oh, it's cold and it's unpleasant, but the mind doesn't have to darken. It's when it darkens, that's the defilement, it contracts. It's unhappy. And delusion is the support for both greed and hatred. One way of saying it is, greed drives us to cling to what we want. Hate or ill will drives us to avoid, resist, push away what we don't want. And delusion can be said to believe that we can get what we want to the exclusion of what we don't want. It's a delusion, right? You know we can't get everything we want, but there's a tendency to still believe that, even though we know better. Delusion doesn't let us see clearly what's going on. It gives rise to branches like, and again, see if you can relate to these, and maybe you experienced a couple of these during the meditation, such as impatience, restlessness, boredom, arrogance, pride, conceit, confusion, sloth and torpor, and doubt. Again, greed says, I want. Hatred says, I want that to go away. And delusion says, I don't know when I'm feeling or when I'm wanting or not wanting. I don't know that I am wanting or not wanting. That's delusion. For instance, it's greed that wants us to have the third piece of pie. But it's delusion that lets us believe that it's going to make us happy. And for just a little bit of time, we really do believe that. Or hatred wants us to scream at someone. And delusion allows us to believe that we'll actually be better off if we do. But it's natural to move for people, for humans, to move towards the pleasant and move away from the unpleasant. It's what animals and plants do. It's part of our survival instinct, part of what keeps us safe in this world. You know, we come in for shelter. We protect ourselves. We eat, because we're hungry. We procreate because of sexual energy. So all these moving towards and moving away are just part of the natural rhythms of this human life. But the problem with these poisons is not this natural movement, but the agitation that occurs in us when we're caught in craving for more or less of that natural movement. We often live our lives with the idea that if we just control our environment enough, we'll be happy. We get our house just right. We get our posture just right. You know, if only my back would be just a little more comfortable, then I could really meditate. I've had that thought more than once. No matter how much we try, it's just not doable. So with our practice, the mind can become more still, has more space, more room, and we can see more clearly how the mind works. And when these visitors show up, you can see how they function in us. And the better, more clearly we see how they function in us, they weaken their hold on us. We don't have to force them. We don't have to push them away. All we have to do is know them. by knowing them, by being friendly with them, being welcoming with them. They're just a visitor, and we're going to be polite to visitors, even though, you know, they might not be the polite to us. Because if not, if we're angry that we're angry, you know, we just add more fuel to the anger. And as we practice these energies, you know, of greed, hatred, and delusion, they actually begin to, not only they weaken the hold on us, but they actually begin to transform. And the energies of greed, of wanting, can transform in us into a sense of trust, of confidence that there's enough, that we are enough. The energies of anger and ill will, you know, they're the part of the mind that sees what's wrong with everything. And it's that same seeing what's wrong with things, seeing what the difference between things are, that becomes eventually, as we get freer and freer, becomes the roots of our wisdom, the wisdom that see, oh, that's skillful, that's not skillful. And the deluded mind, you know, that isn't, doesn't know it's wanting or not wanting, it can develop into a beautiful, balanced mind with very established equanimity. And then we can know our own minds as radiant and pure and shining. So thank you.